Then Jesus said to his disciples, "There was a rich man who had employed a manager. An accusation was brought to the man that his manager was dispersing his wealth. So he summoned him and said to him, 'What is this I hear about you? Present the account of your management. You will not be my manager from now on.' Then the manager said to himself, 'My master is going to dismiss me from the management position. What shall I do? Shall I work at farming? I don't have the strength for that. Shall I beg? That's shameful. I've hit upon an idea. Then if I lose my position, people will welcome me into their homes.' So the manager summoned each of those in debt to his master. He asked the first one, 'How much do you owe my master?' He said, 100 barrels of olive oil.' So the manager told him, 'Take your promissory note, sit down quickly and write 50. Then he asked the next one, "And you, how much do you owe?" He said, 100 sacks of wheat. Then he told him, "Take your promissory note and write 80. The master commended his dishonest manager because he had behaved shrewdly. For the people of this world, in their dealings with those like themselves, are shrewder than are the people of the light. So I tell you, gain friends for yourselves with the wealth of this world, so that when it is finished, they will welcome you into the eternal home. One who is honest in minor matters is also honest in major matters, and one who is dishonest in minor matters is also dishonest in major matters. So if you have been dishonest with the wealth of this world, then who can entrust you with true wealth? And if you have been dishonest with something entrusted to you from another person, then who will give you the wealth that endures? No servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the first and love the second, or he will be devoted to the first and disregard the second. You cannot serve both God and money." The Pharisees were listening to all this, and they were ridiculing Jesus because they loved money. So he said to them, "You appear righteous in people's sight, but God knows your hearts. What people consider great is detestable in the sight of God. The era of the Torah and the prophets was until John. Since that time, the call to the kingdom of God has begun, and everyone who enters it faces hostility. But it's easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one dot of the scriptures to fall. For example, everyone who divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery." There was a rich man who dressed in purple and wore fancy clothes and enjoyed banquets every day. And there was a beggar named Lazarus who lay at his gate, and sores covered his body. He longed to eat some of the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Worse than that, the dogs would come and lick his sores. The beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. He looked while he was suffering in the world of the dead, and he saw in the distance Abraham with Lazarus at his side. So he called and said, "Father Abraham, have pity on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering in this blaze." But Abraham answered, "My son, remember that you received your good things during your lifetime, and Lazarus received misfortunes. Now he's comforted here, and you are suffering. In addition to that, a deep chasm has been established between you and us, so those who want to cross over from here to you cannot do so, and it is not possible for those with you to cross over to us." So he said, "I beg you then, my father, to send Lazarus to my father's household, for I have 5 brothers, to warn them so that they themselves don't also come to this place of agony." Then Abraham said, "They have the books of Moses and the prophets, so let them comply with what's said in them." But he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone rose from death and went to them, they would repent." Abraham replied, "If they are not complying with what is in the books of Moses and the prophets, then they will not be persuaded, not even if someone rises from death."